content may be disturbing for some people. Listener discretion is advised. It's the Darren Copeland Experience.
With me, Big Fuzz.
Right here on Mile High Sports Radio.
Look what I did that time.
I know, I'm very proud of you.
I've been working.
Holy cow!
Now, hey, whoa.
And happy Monday. Welcome back to Mile High Sports Radio, the Darren Copeland Experience. I am Big Fuzz. Hello, everybody.
I'm so mad right now.
I know you are.
I'm mad with you. No, not just about you. I'm mad with everything right now. I'm so mad.
You're grumpy. Well, it's Monday. You're allowed to be grumpy.
I need lasagna. As Garfield would say, I need lasagna.
I do like lasagna. Good food. Good
delicious.
Like,
can I read you the power rankings for the MLB this week?
Sure.
Okay.
Rockies.
No. Number one, Cubs.
Yeah.
Number two, Indians.
Okay.
Number three, Nationals.
Yeah.
Number four, Astros.
Okay.
Number five, Dodgers. Number six, Orioles. Number seven, Red Sox.
Mm-hmm.
Number eight, Yankees.
Yep.
Number nine, Diamondbacks. Number 10, Rockies.
Wow. They've got us behind the Diamondbacks.
They've and got the- us behind the Dodgers for yeah, crying
they,
out loud.
Two times in a row. Or one to one.
At least we're ahead of the Giants.
Yeah.
Congratulations, Rockies, on a rare weekend sweep against the Giants in San Francisco.
Can you believe? Did you hear that stat?
It's first time since 2002.
The last time that the Rockies swept the Giants at Coors Field was 2002.
Yeah. Well, I mean, the bats came alive.
And you wonder why I hate the Giants. I hate. You know what? I don't hate the Giants. I hate the Giants press. And it was, I wish I could have been there because I would have loved to just sat there and just watch their faces as they were getting drilled.
You could have gone Saturday or Sunday. Sunday was an afternoon game.
So if you know anything about me, you know I have kids.
Right. You have a wife, too.
I have kids.
Yeah.
Like, if it was just me and my wife, I'd be like, see you later. You go shopping and I'll go whatever.
Right.
But if it's the kids, it's like, well, if it's, you know, if I'm going, she's got the kids.
Right.
If she's going, I've got the kids.
Of course.
So we compromise and we got the kids. So I can't go to the Rockies game.
Okay.
That's what I'm saying. That's why.
Okay. But I mean, I actually don't dislike the Giants. I dislike the
Giants media people. Those guys, can I just tell you over the years, and I don't know names, but whatever, radio guys, TV guys, I've heard it from all of them.
Yeah.
They sit there and they complain about the Rockies. They say the Rockies are a minor league ball club. They say the Rockies are a minor league facility. They don't have any class. They shouldn't even be in the major leagues. This is what the Giants say about the Rockies.
Wow.
Yeah. And that's just the media guys.
I think the Giants is a team probably respect the Rockies a little more than their press. But, I mean, San Francisco in general is kind of arrogant.
Well, I think ignorant is a better word. I believe, so I'm looking at the power rankings for the Rockies.
Right.
Okay, and this is what I dislike immensely about quote-unquote flyover country. Because it's not just about politics. It's about, listen, how in the world are the Yankees ahead of the Rockies right now in power rankings?
They play in a perceived better conference.
A league? Division?
Whatever.
Not a conference. It's a league or a division.
The division.
Okay. Okay, but they're 10-8.
Yeah. Listen, the Rockies have the best record in the major leagues. Or like
not right
second
now.
To best.
It's these two teams. Washington Nationals and the Colorado Rockies are the best two teams in baseball outside of the Houston Astros.
Right.
Okay. This is a game that should be on ESPN primetime.
Should be.
But it's not.
Well, although
It is by far the two best teams in the National League.
Well, right now, ESPN's, I mean, actually, I'd be surprised. I'd be interested in seeing what.
Oh, they're probably watching basketball, but I'm just saying, okay, the MLB Network. Why isn't MLB Network at this game?
That's a good point. It should be on at least MLB Network.
I mean, I'm very frustrated.
So they've
this.
Got baseball tonight on ESPN.
Yes.
And they're showing Pittsburgh. Somebody with all of six people in the stands.
Well, this is a game. This is a game. Is this still going? This is a game that was going like hours and hours ago. It's in the 13th. See, this is 13-3.
top of the eighth.
Turn back to the Rockies. What are we doing?
I know.
I was just going to do that to see
Okay. No one.
Because you guys were talking about it.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. Well, you know what? But the Fox Channel actually has the Rockies fifth. So I'll go with that.
You know, different.
But the Cubs four.
Different
Baltimore three. Washington two.
I think part
and Houston
of it,
one.
I think part of it is we've seen Colorado jump out to fast starts before. I just think there are a lot of skeptics.
You haven't seen this happen ever.
Oh,
before.
Yeah. We've seen this.
No, never happened.
This is the best start since...
In 2016, where they had a good start, but it's not 13-6.
We've seen fast starts, though.
They've seen somewhat fast starts, but this is among the... This is the fastest... two fastest starts in history.
Yeah. You say among the two fastest. So they've done this before and then not done anything with it.
It doesn't matter. What power rankings are about is what your team is right now. Listen, I have... This is why I'm frustrated about this, because I have never had the opportunity to be excited about a baseball team like I am excited about this. This team feels to me like a winning team, and I will tell you why.
Tied for the best record, by the way, with Houston at 13-6.
Yeah, they're all 13-6, but Washington's 13-5. Okay, but here's the deal: the Rockies have what they always have had, is great field players who can play their position, because you have to have great defensive players.
No, they've got great D.
They get great defensive players, but they also got great players who can produce offensively. So you need great defenders who can play offensively. Guys like Charlie Blackmon, who is a very unique center fielder. That you have Carlos Gonzalez out there, right? You have when you signed Mark Reynolds 2 years ago, before last season, this is what you were expecting from Mark Reynolds. You're actually getting better than Mark Reynolds. When you signed Gerardo Parra 2 years ago, this is what you were expecting from Gerardo Parra. Now you
they
have
both
Gerardo...
had solid seasons last year.
Both were down. Both were down
they
by
got
their
hurt
measure
during
of
the course
yes, they
of
did.
The season, but they both had solid seasons. What killed us last year was we had no bullpen. This year,
we have
the
a
difference
bullpen.
Is a bullpen.
I agree, and I know it's early, but I am telling you that this is a team that is grizzled. Okay, there's just been a few things that have really kind of stuck out to me. One of the things is when I heard that Bud Black was so impressed with the work ethic and the attitude, the professional attitude of this team, he personally called Walt Weiss to thank him for giving him such a talented baseball team in terms of their work ethic.
There was talent on this team last year.
There's always been talent. There's always been talent, but the problem with the Rockies is that their margin for error is simply slimmer than other ballparks, other ball clubs. You know, there are more things that you need to factor in if you are a Colorado Rockies club than if you are, say, the New York Yankees or the Philadelphia Phillies or Kansas City. You have to worry about what your pitches do at home and at away, because your release point is going to be different. You have to worry about a bigger ballpark simply because you play at a way bigger ballpark than anywhere else. 81 games.
Yeah, but none of this is new. We've been around for 25 years.
Yes, so, I know. But the thing is that this team is the first time where I felt like they take all those sort of variables and said, okay, good. Bring it on. And it's like they chomp it up in their mouths, spit it out, and are just like, okay, who's next?
I
you know what it feels like to me? Digstown.
Digstown?
I dig it.
Digstown.
I don't know what that is. What is Digstown?
Digstown is a movie where Lou Gossett Jr. was coming out of prison and had to fight 24 guys in 24 hours in order to win a bet.
That sounds like a good movie.
It was a great movie. I'm surprised. That's why I'm so shocked that you don't know it.
No, I haven't even heard of it.
But that's kind of how I feel about the Rockies. The Rockies are a bit like Digstown.
Listen.
Where he's like Lou Gossett Jr. saying, you know what, I'm going to fight all you guys, and you know what, I'm going to knock all your butts down.
I think the biggest difference is, I mean, throw away all that other crap you just said. The biggest difference is, for some reason this year, this team seems to be mentally tougher. They seem to be stronger, and
they've always been mentally tougher.
No, they haven't. Last year, they folded like wetsuits, man. This year,
they were hurt. Listen, man, and they get David Dahl back, and they get, you know what?
We don't need David Dahl.
We don't need David Dahl. We need
Desmond too.
Well, you're gonna have those four guys. I'm gonna tell you exactly how they're gonna play them. That coming back right after this.
It's the Darren Copeland Experience. More with Darren after this.